So the 10 is David Wayne's next movie after Wet Hot American Summer.
Right.
And this one follows 10 different little mini stories. I'd say like 9 minutes apiece, 8 minutes apiece, 10 minutes apiece, around there.
Yeah.
That each very, very loosely follow one of the Ten Commandments. And there are a couple of absolutely hilarious ones. And they're very, it's very absurdist, like non sequitur stuff. Yeah. Like the humor is really funny. And like a lot of times it's the type of thing where someone says something, has nothing to do with the plot whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And it just like stays on them for a while where they can continue talking about it. Mm-hmm. And then it goes back to it. I personally felt the funniest one was the one where, what's his
it's
name?
It's the cat scans.
Yeah, yeah. What's the guy's name, though? It's Liev Schreiber. Liev Schreiber is standing at his kitchen window, and his family's up there, and he sees that Joe Lotrulio's next-door neighbor is getting a cat scan machine. He's like, damn it. Tim's getting a cat scan machine. And she's like, what does he need that for? He's like, I don't know. And he just kind of, like, stands there and, like, leans against the wall, and he's like, I'm going to have to order one. And he ends up ordering a cat scan machine. And then it goes to Joe Lotrulio. He shows him the next day, and he's ordering another cat scan machine. And he's like, "Oh my gosh, he's got two of them." She's like, "Honey, don't worry about it." And he's like, "I can't." And like they end up having this like cat scan machine ordering feud, where their houses are filled with cat scan machines, and their families drive off and leave them. And
they probably have together 100 cat scan machines. Yeah.
And there ends up being some subplot about like. Kids at a nuclear power plant and a meltdown happens and someone says the only way we can save these kids, there's 75 kids, the only way we can save them is if we had enough cat scan
machines.
Which is
totally
fucking stupid. Yeah, it has nothing to do with anything except for that. And but at that point the two guys have got done with their feud.
Yeah.
And they're at a bar having a few beers listening to what was the song? They listen. Oh, it was Let's Give Them Something to Talk About by Bonnie Raitt. Uh-huh. And they're just sitting there singing and like drinking beers. And the whole time, all these kids are like banging at their doors outside
and dying.
And they all die of radiation poisoning. But it was like so non sequitur. It has nothing to do with anything.
Right.
But they do this one funny thing, which is a lot of characters introduced in some of the stories end up being in other stories too, because they all play like one of them's a doctor who.
Yeah.
Who killed a guy's wife on
which
a goof.
Which is totally, you know, understandable. And, like, it because, you know, there's 10 different stories.
Yeah.
You can't get, like...
A thousand actors. Yeah. Yeah, it was funny like that. That one with the doctor was really funny, too.
Yeah. Where I like the first one more than the second one, you know, the longer, like, the extended part, you know, of him in jail and stuff.
Yeah, right.
The first one is just, like...
And the second one is about him,
getting raped and stuff.
The thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife. Yeah. About, how he's somebody's bitch, and then somebody else wants him to be his bitch.
That was funny, but
that was funny. Yeah,
I like the first one more, just because it was like so, like you know, absurd.
Yeah.
Because
the guy's like, "Oh, what's in her stomach?" He's like, "Well, if you look at the X-ray here, there's the scissors I left in there." And he's like, "What? You messed up?" He's like, no, it was just a goof." He goes, "You goofed up on my wife?" He goes, "No, it was a goof." Like she ends up dying, and then. They have him on trial. The non sequitur stuff that's funny is like he's on trial for murder,
right.
And he keeps claiming it was a goof. And anyway, so the judge is like, "Screw this! I'm calling you guilty for murder. You get life in prison." And the jury foreman stands up. He's like, "What about us, man?" She's like, "Oh, fine. Go ahead and do your thing." And so they come back 3 hours later, and they go, "We, the jury, find him guilty." And she's like, "Oh, thanks a lot. I did that 3 hours ago. Thanks for wasting all our time." And she starts, like, cussing at him and stuff. He's like, "It's the justice system." She's like, "Oh, well, great, the justice system. Ooh."
Yeah,
that was pretty funny. And he's like, "It was just a goof."
It's funny because he's so, like, he thinks he's so innocent and shit. And he totally kills
It was Ken Marino. Ken Marino, who plays the guy in Hot American Summer, who thinks that all the girls want to have sex with him, and he tells Joe Lotrulio that he's a virgin. He's like, no, that's just crazy.
Sarah Silverman thing, too, right?
He probably was in a Sarah Silverman thing, yeah. It's all people from, old people from the state, and then some other actors, too. Jessica Alba's in it, Famke Janssen. Mm-hmm.
I wish Michael Ian Black was in it more.
Yeah, Ian Black was in it for a second. Showalter was in it for a second. Wayne, did he even appear in it?
Wayne might have appeared at one point,
but he directed
like,
it. So,
like, I think he might have appeared as a director with like Paul Rudd, you know, in his little
that's right
thing.
Yeah, that thing where it's the thing where Wayne and who's the guy that's arguing with him? They have an argument.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but Rudd is in it a lot. What's his name? Who was on The Daily Show? Rob Corddry. Ken Marino, which I already said. Kerry Kinney-Silver.
What about the guy from Charlie's Angels?
Oliver Platt. Yeah, Justin Theroux, Gretchen Mol.
Jessica Alba.
Yeah, Jessica Alba. had a pretty kind of random and wide-reaching
Did
cast.
Did you say the X-Men woman?
Yeah, Famke Janssen. Okay. Yeah, and then Liev Schreiber. He plays Sabretooth in the new X-Men movie, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing that.
So, you know, it's, I mean, that got terrible reviews. That was, like, reviewed as one of the worst movies last year. And, and maybe that helped, too, but I already liked David Wayne's humor.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was very funny the first time through. I'm sure the more I watch it, the more I'll like it, too. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to end up being one that I own, because I own Wet Hot American Summer. Wet Hot American Summer is really only funny, like, 50% of the time. And the rest of the time, it's really annoying and stupid. Mm-hmm. And I love it. So I think I'll find the same thing about this. Like, the humor is so random and like doesn't have anything to do with anything in it that I'm
like really torn on it just because I really wanted to like it, you know?
Yeah.
Because I like...
I knew it wasn't going to be that good though.
Yeah, Wet Hot American Summer and the reviews were bad, so I was like, ooh,
I love
I'm
Stella.
Pulling for it.
Yeah.
I love Stella too, but the thing that really bothered me is like some jokes, like especially when Paul Rudd was on screen, they went on for so long and they...
Yeah, the Paul Rudd stuff was not funny for the most part. What's his name from the OC? That first thing was kind of funny too. In certain parts of it.
Yeah. It's just like some stuff just went on for so long. Like when he was talking about his like ointment or whatever, you know, that he had.
That was stupid. There was some parts that were just not funny.
Yeah.
But that's the thing about their humor is like, and honestly, that's the thing about like a lot of parody stuff. Like you throw enough jokes at the screen.
Right.
And half of them stick and are really funny and the rest are just garbage. And that's just, I mean, I think they have to expect that. Like, the thing is, if you're writing something like that, you'd have to know that some of that stuff is just not going to be funny.
Yeah.
And then even at that point, you film it and you look on your dailies and you're like, that's just not funny. You'd have to know that. David Wayne just seems to be really in love with his own comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And like he just thinks everything he makes is like super funny. So, but I mean, half the stuff I thought was very funny.
Yeah,
the rest was not funny at all. So, but it ended up working for me. I'll give that a B+, actually.
Probably give it the same.
Yeah, very interesting movie.
They didn't, like, none of them had to, like, they could work, you know, on their own. They didn't have
to. They didn't have to have that linking thing with Paul Rudd.
Which was, like, really unnecessary, I thought.
It did end up with some funny payoff stuff, because some of the stupid stuff he mentioned, like when he was juicing his pecs, it ended up, like, paying off later when, like, in the prison thing. And then the thing, like, it was so annoying with him and the Famke Janssen thing until finally they met up in the thing about thou shalt not commit adultery.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he's married to Diane Wiest and he calls her and he had mentioned how she's getting residuals for all her old Woody Allen films. And then he's like, you got a check for $164? More like Hannah and her dollars or something like that. Like, because it was from Hannah and her daughters.
Yeah,
it
would have been funny if I had only watched that movie.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's true.
Or knew of it.
Yeah. I haven't watched it. I know what it is, though, and I knew she was in it. More like Hannah and her dollars. he kind of giggles.
Especially because it's like not even
that much money. I know. Yeah, she got a residual check for $164.
Yeah, it did have a lot of funny moments.
Yeah.
It's especially, like, all of the jokes were so, like... It's kind of weird because it had a lot of, you know, serious actors.
Yeah.
But, like, a lot of the jokes, like, with the whole Jesus thing, it was, like, so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it was really pretty funny.
And that last, the last thing was actually really funny, too, which was the, thou shalt,
come on, man.
The Sabbath day one.
Right.
Sabbath. Remember the Sabbath day to
keep
it holy.
And
what's his name? I always forget the guy's name, but it's the red-haired guy from Wet Hot American Summer and... Tim and Eric and all that stuff, and he decides to stay home and be naked and listen to Roberta Flack on Sundays, and then he invites his friend, his neighbor, which is Bobby Cannavale, and then they end up having like 50 guys there every Sunday, and it's like super gay, but none of them are being gay.
Yeah.
They're all naked in his house listening to Roberta Flack.
That's probably on my top my top.
That wasn't in the top half of them. It definitely was. Until they ended up with the stupid song.
Yeah, yeah.
And the song plays into a big final song. Like, yeah. there was stuff that, like, they definitely didn't know how to end it, which is a problem with a lot of comedies, you know, but...
I like the Fonzie part.
Yeah. He says about, hey, we got Henry Winkler over there. Everyone goes, hey, and he goes, oh, I got a bunch of Fonzies in my house. And he, like, shakes his head and opens up his book. Yeah. Yeah, that's some pretty funny stuff.
What was I going to say? That was probably the most religious out of all the...
Yeah, the rest really hadn't... Well, except for the Jesus one.
Yeah, but like, that's the only thing that was religious. By far the
most blasphemous, like...
The only thing that was religious is the fact that there was Jesus in it.
Yeah, otherwise it was just like very loosely using the titles of the Ten Commandments to make little stories.
Yeah, the last one I think had more of a... I mean, of course it was... Like, you don't get a message out of this movie at all, but, you know, it had more of a message than the other ones. Like, you know,
Stan. Well, that's what they try to do at the end with that song.
Right.
He said that someone sings that, like, what's the message of all these stories? And they sing, it's love! Which is, like, stupid, but I think they were making fun of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But what did you do? What did you say? Or did you walk or did you run away? Where are you now? Where have you been? Did you go alone or did you bring a friend?
Good night, everybody. Okay, Danny, goodbye.